Hey all, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today in this video, I want to show you today on Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. It's important to understand this is a fairly modern way of running Qt Designer on Mac. In my case, I'm sure it can run on Windows and Linux. Supposedly it can. I'll show you how to do it on a Mac. So you don't need to have Qt Creator. First thing you gotta do is just do a standard pip install. I've done pip install PyQt4, but if you use pip install Qt5, it will work and it will install. So that seems to work pretty good. Next thing to do is let me just see here. Next thing to do is in this link here on Stack Overflow, how to configure Qt Designer to load PyQt widget in OS 10. Here there was a blurb about running the designer, and that's with Qt 5. Just see if I can, right here. Open minus A designer Qt 5. So if I run it in my terminal, it will load. And there you go. So it's not Qt 4 or Qt designer 4, it's actual 5. So here you can see it's 5.71. 2016 edition, so it's fairly, call it recent, I guess. Also, there's the Qt as well, so it's 5.71. So it seems to work. So if I load up a standard UI file, you can move over all the elements that you want, buttons, spacers, whatever you want, and here in this case, I have these set of elements and whatnot on this user interface file. And obviously, I save it wherever I want. Here, I just save it in this Qt Designer folder. Navigate to that folder. So you can see here, I have this file, the UI file, saved. So the next step is to convert the UI file to actual Python. Now if I can just find the actual calls, it's right here. So the format you need is run your interpreter, Python interpreter, minus M, calling the Qt5 UIC, PyUIC converter from within Python. You pass the minus X parameter, which is the name of the UI file, to the output of the name of the file of in Python. So that's what I've done here, and that does create your actual Python. So when I look at it, it's standard Python. So it's all here. That's all created by that utility. And then, surprise, surprise, you can actually run it. So there you go. You have all the elements running in a Python interpreter from your UI. So that's pretty well it. Just wanted to show you that it's possible to do it, no matter what myths that you seem to read about in terms of this designer doesn't work for Qt5. On top of, you don't need the Qt creator as well, because that's just a mess to work with. All right, hopefully I'll help you out. Talk to you later.